Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, how are you today?
I'm so happy to be here. It's been forever.
In the studios. You are here live. In my room.
Yeah, it's a live thing. And coronavirus changed all of our lives.
It did. It really did. And you haven't been in the studio for over a year.
It's been a year. So I'm so routine oriented that once we broke that routine, it just
fell to pieces.
Yeah. We're back though.
But you know what? I feel like that's just been, it's not only that, it is everybody's life for the last almost 2 years. We have no routine anymore. It's just every day you're just flying by the seat of your pants, figuring out what to do that day.
It's true. But it is my favorite time of the year.
It is. You do love this time of year.
I love fall. And Halloween is an awesome holiday. And it's on a weekend this year.
It is. It's on a Sunday this year.
It's weird. Do you think people will trick-or-treat on Saturday?
You know, I just had this discussion with a group of my friends that we always take our kids together. And we said, what are we going to do? Do we go on Sunday night? And we all decided that we're too old and we have to work the next day.
Saturday.
So I don't care if the kids want to go on Sunday. We're going on Saturday.
I think that's the best bet. I think that's when I'm going to have my guys out.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
So, I think it's, I don't know, Sunday's a work night.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with that.
I'm with you. I think let's do it Saturday and let's, I heard there was a push to have the holiday actually move to a Saturday every year, which would be great.
That would be great.
That would be nice.
So like the last Saturday of October every year?
Yeah.
I like it. Let's start a petition.
That would be nice. I'll start it if you'll sign it.
Okay. Done.
We have two.
I think, here's the thing. If we're going to do it with Halloween, we need to do it with all of them, with Christmas. That way you've got let's just do it on a Friday every year. And then we've got a 4-day weekend.
I'm in for that.
Every single Thanksgiving, that's always on a Thursday. But Christmas, Halloween, let's always just do it on a Friday.
But yeah, Thanksgiving does it right. It's consistent. Yeah. You know when it's coming.
Yep. There's no messing that up.
I agree.
I like it. Well, Sheriff, Halloween is coming. And I, for one, have not even asked my child what he wants to be yet. So you better believe that, you know, I'm going to wait another 2 weeks and be on top of it like always. We're going to have the best costume on the block. And that's just how we roll. We wait till the last minute. But when it comes time to decide your Halloween costumes, if you've got kids that are going out, my son's to the age where he wants to go with his friends.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like his mom to tag along anymore. But I always have to make sure that he's got some sort of glow stick on or a flashlight or something, that his mask doesn't completely cover his vision. I know when he's out there with his friends, he's not looking for cars in the street. I know he's not.
They're having fun. And that's for the motorists. Keep an eye out for the kids,
because
they're not going to be looking for you. You got to keep an eye out. But costume safety is important. So you can put reflective tape on it. Make sure they have a glow stick. But even the makeup, this is something that I hadn't thought about. But even the makeup, you want to make sure you test that before you put a lot of makeup on your kid to make sure there's not an allergy there.
Right.
So that's a thing, too.
Yeah, especially because a lot of that makeup, it's so hard to get off. So if they start having a reaction and you're scrambling to get it off, you should have just done a little test patch.
Just a little test patch. The only other thing about the older kids especially that I want to talk about is this, the cell phone. Make sure that you remind your children when they go out, put your cell phone away, because you don't need to have your nose in the cell phone trying to cross the street.
Right.
Because that, you know, or walking down the street could trip or fall. There's lots of issues that come with the cell phone. So for that night, carry your cell phone in your bag somewhere. Keep it away.
Right, for sure. You need to be extremely careful. And this is for trick-or-treaters and motorists alike. Extremely careful on that night. And Sheriff, with it being on a Sunday, there could be kids trick-or-treating Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's not just a one-night thing that we need to be really, really careful. We need to watch for kids for 3 nights this weekend.
We need to keep a sharp eye out. And as parents with the older kids and the younger ones, make sure that you're going with your younger ones. And I would say 12 and under. I would accompany my kids 12 and under if I was going out. The older kids, I would plan a route. Make sure they have boundaries for where they can be. Plan her out and then have a time for them to be back.
Right.
And I know with cell phones, that's not a thing anymore. But when I was a kid, you had a time to be back. And my mom's theory was 5 minutes early is better than 30 seconds late.
Right.
So you would be back. But have that. Make sure that they go in a group. If the older kids are going together, still make them go in a group. Make sure they're in a group. They don't get in anybody's car ever. Never.
Or home.
Yeah. They don't walk in the home. They don't get in the car. And they're conscious of pets. Make sure you keep an eye out for pets. Pets might be spooked by Halloween. So tell them to be a little more cautious with pets. Don't go and try to pet the neighbor's dog that might be friendly every other day, but it might not recognize you today.
Right. Yeah. And you definitely don't want to be dealing with something like that on Halloween night. And, you know, I think that It's different now. When I was a kid, I remember going through neighborhoods and, you know, you got a little old lady on the corner that would say, oh, come in, yeah, pick your candy. And as much as we would like to still live in that world, and it's I'd gone. Like to say, yeah, that's okay, go ahead. If I'm not there with you and I don't know this person, you're not going in their house.
You know, and that brings up a whole other thing too, is the candy itself. You know, make sure that the candy's in its original wrapper. And as the kids are trick-or-treating, make sure your kids just don't eat the candy till they get home. You can inspect the candy, make sure that you check for any, and as a parent that has a child with allergies, you do this, but check for anything your kid might be allergic to. You know, you might have a peanut allergy or something, don't want to eat the Payday bar.
Right.
So make sure that you check all that stuff, but I always like to do that. And then, bless their soul, I love it when my neighbors, if I know my neighbor and they give my kids baked goods, I'm fine with that. But if I have a mystery baked good in the bag, I just don't keep it.
Yeah.
So, and it's sad, but that's the world we live in today.
Yeah, my poor son, he has yet to have a successful Halloween with any Reese peanut butter cups that are not poisoned. Every year, every single one goes, you know, it's gone before he even gets to open his bag. My husband and I, we have to check them every year.
The other thing that I'll tell you has nothing to do with the actual trick-or-treating part, but as you can see, I shouldn't have sharp knives, but when you're doing the jack-o'-lanterns, careful.
Oh, yeah.
Careful, yep. Yeah. Yeah, I've nicked up all over the place. Jack-o'-lantern looks really good, though.
Good, yeah. It's award-winning.
Yeah, it should be.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into that one this year.
Literally. So.
Well, you know, as always, I hope everybody has a very happy and safe Halloween, and it is one of my favorites. It's just, there's something about it where it's just warm enough, but yet it's starting to get a little nippy, and it's just such a fun time of year.
It is fun, and for the motorists, keep a weathered eye out when you drive past a driveway, a crosswalk, or any major neighborhood. So the neighborhoods that get hit the hardest, just be very careful in those neighborhoods. Kids are going to dart around. Now, you'll see the sheriff's office out as usual in the rhinos, and we're going to be handing out candy to the kids. If you see us, wave at us. We will come to you. Don't run to us. We'll run to you.
Yeah. Don't be darting across the street just to go get some candy.
Yeah, and we'll load those kids up. We love it.
Perfect. So. Well, Sheriff, you know, I'm so happy that you're back.
I'm glad to be back. It's good to be here. We got to catch up. There's lots to talk about.
There's so many things. I went from seeing you every single week to once a year.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Annual.
The annual visit. Halloween visit. Here it is. Well, Sheriff, and you know, really quick, I know that we've gone kind of over time, but it started today, and I feel like it's going to continue for a minute. We need to be ready on our properties if we've got some flooding going on.
Weather is coming, and next week is the big storm, from what I'm being told. It's supposed to be some serious weather coming in the next week, and even snow in the mountains.
No.
Mm-mm. It's coming.
Not ready for that. That right there, that's the news I don't want to hear.
It's coming.
I'll stick with the rain for a little bit, and then we'll deal with snow. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.